And good morning. Welcome into Mile High Magazine. Another beautiful Sunday morning. Getting closer to Christmas all the time. I'm Murphy Houston. Always good to have you here. Always good to have our special guest. And today is no exception. Joining me is Richard Byrne, who's the president of the Colorado State Association for Letter Carriers. And Richard, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So what's the season like so far? I know the letter carriers, this is a tough time of year for them, isn't it?
It is. It's a busy season with the packages and Christmas cards coming in, and we're just doing our best to take care of our customers and get everything where it needs to go.
Do you have enough help? Because often I hear, because I've gotten to know our letter carrier in my neighborhood, and she's a great letter carrier. She's young, friendly young girl, always wearing funny sunglasses and hats. I love the spirit. And you need help. I mean, you seem like you might be lacking some help.
Well, we are hiring. We've been hiring for a while this year, We do during different job fairs throughout the year, but this time of year we also hire holiday help. We'll look to hire extra assistants to just help with that volume.
Well, I'm going to change the subject here a little bit. So, if you're thinking, how do they apply for a job? I guess I should mention that to you. Do they go online someplace?
They can just go to usps.gov, and they can apply under the careers tab, and they can find out what jobs are open in their area.
Well, that's a good idea. And Richard, before we move on here, I have to tell you about something else I discovered from one of my golfing buddies. I didn't know that I could hook on to you, the USPS, and you'll show me actual photos of what mail's coming to my house that day or the next day. That's an amazing piece of technology. I love that.
That is. I even have it signed up for it, and it's called Informed Delivery, where you can see pictures of the envelopes and then also some packages and get notifications that they're coming to your house within the next couple of days.
Well, I think it's great because sometimes you wonder, gosh, am I going to get this? I ordered this. And then you guys give us a day, maybe 2 days in advance. And then also I have heads up on when my bills are coming. I think that's always good.
It works out really well.
It does. Now let's talk about a little something more serious. I understand, I didn't never realize this, but I'm sure it probably happens, about an increase in attacks and robberies on Colorado letter carriers. Address that topic, would you, Richard? I didn't know that kind of thing was even going on.
It began coming back through COVID a couple of years ago. We saw an increase with everything moving to online with packages and the stream of going through, having stuff shipped directly to your house, and that increase. We have had an increase in attacks and robberies on letter carriers. And the metro area, which I encompass, Denver, Aurora, Arvada, all the big city areas around here, we saw an increase of over 300% of attacks and robberies on letter carriers. And it's increased over the last couple of years. And we wanted to bring attention to it. And that's why we've had rallies, had one in Aurora not too long ago, and we're having many across the country because we're just trying to say enough is enough, and we need prosecutors at the federal level and the Postal Service to take heed of these issues and address them.
Well, what kind of security can you give the letter carriers? You can't have like an armed guard walking around. If they do a walking case, like in our case, they drive up with a car or a truck, so to speak, one of those little things, little postal trucks, and just put it in my mailbox and they're gone. But how do they protect themselves?
The biggest thing is just awareness, to not get locked into the day in and day out same routine that you're used to. I mean, I'm a carrier out of Greeley, and I have a route up there. So it's like, knowing it's the same routine every day, and just try not to get locked into not paying attention to your surroundings and customer awareness. Our biggest thing is bringing this to the public, to let them know that this is going on, not just in Colorado, but across the country, and to watch out for your letter carrier. If your letter carrier seems out of sorts, check with them. Make sure that they're okay. Maybe they're having someone following them in a vehicle, and law enforcement needs to get involved. But what we've seen across the country is only 14% of these attacks and robberies on letter carriers have been prosecuted at the federal level. And we need to hold the Postal Service and federal prosecutors, the Justice Department, accountable to make sure that these prosecutions are happening and the suspects are caught. We had a robbery not too long ago in Aurora, and I can't give enough credit to local law enforcement. They made the arrest, they found the suspects, and they're going to be held accountable. And then also, we had the Lakewood shooting earlier this year, and one suspect was apprehended, but the other one was gotten a shootout with police. So, I mean, we have those situations we just need to make the public aware of what's going on and to help their letter carriers.
Is this situation with the prosecutors, is that a topic we hear with a lot of cases? They're letting people out too soon or not making them spend some time where they need to spend some time. So now they're doing that also with the letter carriers. Is that the problem?
I don't think it's mainly some of these prosecutions that you're referring to, I believe, are state issues where we're trying to pull these into federal court, into federal prosecutions. And in some areas across the country with these attacks on letter carriers, they've been dropped to misdemeanors or not even brought forth at all with those charges. So we're just bringing public awareness to say, hey, the Postal Service needs to take care of this. We need possibly even legislation to come up through Congress to put more teeth in this and say, hey, if it's a letter carrier, you need to hold them accountable, these suspects accountable, and have them filed through charges through the federal level. And years and years ago, the letter carrier was untouchable, and you never mess with your mailman.
Right.
And it seems like the times are changing, and we need to hold those suspects accountable.
Well, what can we do as the public to help? And they're our friends. You get to know your letter carrier like you do a neighbor. And what can we do to help out as a person getting the mail?
I think the biggest thing is just, like I said before, public awareness and holding your legislators accountable. Reach out to your representatives in the House, maybe some of your senators, or even you locally in your area, and say, hey, well, we've seen what's going on. We know what's going on. We've heard what's going on with our letter carriers, and we want them to be safe. Now, let their voice be heard, and let them know that you want to stand up for that. And not only on this aspect of it, but we are in the season where the days are getting shorter. And so we need people to be not only aware, but leave their lights on, because darkness is not our friend when it comes to deliveries. We're trying to get letter carriers in earlier, and we're having a hard time with that. Some of our letter carriers don't start till 9 a.m. in the morning to go to the office, which is just unacceptable.
Right.
And so we're trying to get that changed. But, you know, we can't move mountains. But, any assistance on the public being aware and contacting their local authorities or legislators and people that can make decisions and change things would be great.
Well, the situation is, as I just told you at the beginning here, Richard, people aren't aware. We're making people aware today by letting them know that the letter carriers have a problem here and you need to help them out, correct?
Correct. And we appreciate that opportunity, because there's not enough times out there where we're in the limelight. Usually it's always my package is late, my letter came in late. Well, this is an opportunity that you've allowed for us to be proactive and to get ahead of this and say, hey, we need the public to know what's going on. We need those held accountable. And, I mean, when we have an increase in attacks and robberies on letter carriers, and I hate to say it, even in some areas of the country, we've had some sexual assaults on letter carriers.
Oh, my.
And it's just a scary event that we need these attacks to stop, and we need those held accountable by the federal prosecutors and the Department of Justice.
Yeah, absolutely. You deserve some protection, our letter carrier. We're talking to Richard Byrne, who's the president of the Colorado State Association of Letter Carriers. And Richard, is it more the letter carriers that physically walk a neighborhood delivering, or is it also the ones, as I said, in my neighborhood, they pull up with a truck and get the stuff out, put it, you know, in the box, and off they go to the next one? Are they all being attacked?
It's a mixture. It's one of those things where, yes, if you're away from your vehicle and you don't have that protection, we've seen those attacks, but we've also seen the attacks on those that work at what we call the cluster boxes, where they come into the cluster box and
they're
putting that mail in the box. But basically, we are working to help educate our carriers on situational awareness, what is around you at all times, and to just be cautious.
Yeah, I was going to ask, that was my next question for you. What kind of protection do you teach the letter carriers besides just being aware? Is there anything else they need to know?
The management at each office is doing stand-up talks and doing different discussions on how to protect yourself. The only thing the letter carrier can have is the pepper spray for the dogs. And that's what it's designed for, is for the animals. But this is a whole different threat that we've had to deal with. My 25 years as a letter carrier, you know, my biggest threat was always a dog. And so now we're having to change gears and refocus. And it's difficult. And every location, they have different trainings. Sure. Or they can upgrade the training. But the biggest thing is situational awareness and public awareness.
So I'm going to back up a little bit and maybe not a little smile on my face. So that's true about dogs attacking letter carriers. I've never seen that. I never thought it was a myth, but it's really a situation.
It is. I've never been bit severely, but I have a coworker who was mauled pretty good and taken to the hospital, and she still has PTSD, you could say, from years ago, and she still has the scars to show it, and it can happen.
Wow, that's a scary thing. So get your dog under control when the letter carrier's coming to your house. So I always wondered.
It is a key to have your dog under control. And one thing when I was always training with the new hires, I always told them we had the two S's: summertime and Saturdays. Saturdays can be one of the worst times because people have their garage doors open and they're working in the yard and working on their vehicles, and the dog just runs out and comes and gets us. And then also when the kids are home during the summertime, kids are oblivious and they don't care about the mailman, and they leave gates open and doors open and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that never thought about that. Now, see, Richard, you're teaching us a lot today. The scary thing, though, is about the attacks and robberies on our fine Colorado letter carriers, and they put in a lot of late hours. Why, especially like you just mentioned a little while ago, it gets dark. You know, by 4:30, it's getting pretty dark, and they're still out there delivering with their headlights on and going up to my mailbox and taking care of business. Is it later the hours they work this time of year over other times of the year?
Well, this time of year, we do work a lot more hours just because we have the package volume and we do have the Christmas cards coming in. And letter carriers are dedicated to their customers. We're like family. We want to take care of them. They treat us like family. We treat them like family. And we watch out for each other. Like I said before, we are having an issue here in the Colorado-Wyoming district, especially here in Colorado, with the late start times. We can't bring carriers in a lot of offices until 9 a.m., and that's not us. That's the Postal Service, and it's very frustrating. We wish we could have carriers come in at 7 or 7:30 and start preparing their mail to hit the street, but we just haven't been allowed to. We would love if we could get assistance on that and get carriers to work earlier and get them off the street earlier and create a better, safe environment, but our hands have been tied on that.
Why is that? I mean, that would be, I think, an obvious situation that they should be allowed to start earlier. Why is that a problem with that issue?
The Postal Service just says they can't have the mail ready by then, and we're just trying to, we can only do so much. But we would love to be able to have the opportunity to get carriers in at 7:30 in the morning, get them home earlier, and create a safer environment. And as we know, we're coming up to December 21st, which is the shortest day of the year, and then it'll flip back over and start getting longer days. But we have many, many months before we get back to some long days with lots of sunshine.
Oh, man. That's, again, something we're learning here just talking to you about what's going on with the letter carriers, about the hour situation. Is there anything we can do to change that? Do we reach out to somebody?
Well, I mean, again, you could reach out to the Postal Service. You could reach out to your public officials and just say, hey, we need some changes, and we'd like to see our mail here earlier and maybe some earlier hours. I don't know how much teeth it would have in that, but anything would be beneficial. I've had some discussions with some postal officials, and they just can't seem to make it happen yet. Their projections are to have it happen in the future, but we'd much rather have it sooner than later.
Right. Well, give us the website again about what's going on with the Postal Service. Maybe if somebody wants a job, where do we go?
You can go to usps.gov, and there's a careers tab. Please go to that. And if you're looking for a job, we have several career opportunities available. And check that out in your area and anywhere in the country and see what's available. And it's a great job to go out and deliver the mail and do your part for your country.
Absolutely. Good point there, Richard. Keep up the good work. Richard Byrne, president of Colorado State Association of Letter Carriers. Thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine, and happy holidays, Richard.
Thank you. Have a great day. You too.
Yeah. You guys, hang on now. It's Murphy Houston on Mile High Magazine. I'll be right back with more.